This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I get this tweet from Ryan Fournier, and he says, Obama played the race card, Hillary played the woman card, America played the Trump card. And I love that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. What a thrill to be with you this day and time, this time in history where you have, I mean, it's one thing to just be a citizen of the world because you're a part of history. There are things that are going on and you've impacted. But this generation of Americans, particularly conservative Americans, post 2010, you absolutely freaking rock it, baby. I love knowing I'm a part of what you do. You are the reason I exist in this forum because you know what? Prior to this, I was a dude who was a management consultant. Thanks for the adjustment, by the way, tech guys. But I was a management consultant dealing with the world in my own little way and certainly not unhappy. You know, just going out there doing my thing, working with companies and helping them turn around and doing whatever I did. And suddenly, I get thrown a wrinkle. I get asked to start writing, to take out my frustrations in a blog. And I start doing that. Then you start to read it. Then a guy named Matt contacts me and says, man, you're a pretty good writer. And he gets me to write more because I didn't care who read my work. Then I started caring that you were reading my work. I started actually trying to make sure the commas went in the right places and the apostrophes were correct, etc. And all my syntax was good. And then he says, well, hey, you need to do radio. So I started doing radio. And the next thing you know, he says to me, hey, in order to have credibility, you ought to write a book. So I write a book. This guy is in my business. He's all up in my business. But I wrote the book. It became a bestseller. Then they go, that's what's going to help you get on TV. So I tried to get on TV and finally got on TV. And now I'm a Fox News contributor. Who knows? Where is this dude? Why isn't he asking me what I want to do next? Man. So that's where we are. And you know what I said from the moment that we started gaining an audience, I said, you know why I'm doing this, folks? I'm not doing this for me. I was fat, dumb, and happy, wearing nice suits, driving nice cars, living in nice places, traveling to nice places, taking vacations occasionally. Didn't really have to because I was traveling to such nice places. I just put a couple of days around it and enjoy. But I did it because I said, I want to represent you. I knew what was going on in this country. And I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were talking smack about my boys, my good old boy, Daryl and Robert and Dale and Jim Bob and all of the men out there raising their cattle, growing their farms. Good boys. We'd get together and drink beer and talk about girls. Now we talk about, you know, the old ladies and the kids and the divorces and all that other crap. But they're still good guys. And they're not misunderstood. The narrative is that they're bad people, and people know that's a lie. They know it's a fake narrative, but they don't care. And that's what got me to do it. And all of that activity where I was asking God, why are you practically letting me go broke, Lord? And he says, keep on your merry way there, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, I have a job for you. And I kept doing it. And you know what the outcome was? If God never whispers to me again or says another word to me, I got to look at the date of November the 8th, 2016, a culmination of all of our efforts. Not me. Oh, Kevin, you were on TV, you did this, you did. Look, I don't give a crap. TV, radio, interviews on other shows, traveling to go speak at events or whatever. It was not about me. It was about us. It was about you. And we did it. And that is honestly how we see it on our team, the Black Sphere team. KJRadio.com. By the way, you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Obama played the race card. Hillary played the woman card. America played the Trump card. I have to repeat that. You got to remember that. You got to remember this segment on this day so you can come back and listen anytime you want at KJRadio.com. Find this segment and tell people that. Or jot it down now. Jot it down. The America that you created, the one that doesn't care about race, the one that doesn't care about gender, the one that only wants you to be the best you can be. We started an education forum called Seeking Educational Excellence. You should check it out. And the reason we created it is because we're going after the social justice agenda. We want the agenda to be about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. That is the most inclusive, the most a meritocracy you can get. And I'll throw in the with math, don't just think, you know, algebra and, you know, all the different maths that you could possibly take. You know, linear algebra, abstract algebra. You know, don't just think of differential equations, partial differential equations. Don't just think of all the other maths that I had to take that is escaping me now. But the point is, it's not about that. Music is math. Art is math. All of it's math. It's a way to communicate. There's beauty in all of it. And you know what we don't do? We let the schools have this manufacturing mentality. And you know what they stopped doing? They stopped teaching people how to manufacture for the Industrial Revolution. And they just started teaching them how to manufacture social justice. Where the country that has the most of it, they manufacture. They pretend that women are taken advantage of in America, that blacks are taken advantage of, that Latinos are taken advantage of, that handicapped are taken advantage of, everybody's taken advantage of, the Muslims are taken advantage of. But the only people not taken advantage of, or I should say, that don't have an excuse for being taken advantage of, are the people who are playing by the rules and doing things the right way. You and I have no advantage. The only thing we can do is we look like we're complaining all the time. Because how dare we not want to pay for Ray Ray and all his children that he doesn't want to take care of? How dare we want to not do it? How dare you want to take money back from people who don't want to work and want to be on welfare? Who are you? You Mr. Sanctimonious Tea Party conservative? Yeah, that's exactly what we are. Go to teapartycommunity.org and join it. Did you see Facebook stock? Facebook stock last week took a tumble, 20% tumble. I don't know what they were supposed to reach. And let me tell you, Zuckerberg ain't sweating it just yet because he's still worth a lot of money. And they got people up on the hill lobbying and lobbying and lobbying. This is a guy who is silencing your voice, and you still go over there and you give him your data, and you give him your time and your energy and your money. And I'm sitting over here with a site that's ready to go that people have been asking for, teapartycommunity.org, and people, oh, I don't know, man, it's a whole new thing. I don't want to join anything new. I get it, because you like getting that butt kicked by Zuckerberg. You like when he puts his hands around your throat and chokes the life out of you. I know. You enjoy it. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just telling you, either like what's going on over there or you decide I'm going to do something different. Stay over there for a while. Find your friends, but come over there and do something good for the cause. This is bigger than just, you know, hanging out with a buddy or two every now and then.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody, I got some bad news for the left. Bad news, baby. Woo! Which means there's some good news for us, the Bible thumping capitalists in America, pro military people. You know, us, you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to give us a buzz by phone, 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are here. Bad news for the left. I mean, besides the obvious bad news is that they wake up every morning to Donald Trump as a president, which ironically means good news for them. The problem is their ideology won't let them say that. They can't admit that publicly. Oh, they go to their jobs happy because they can get raises. They go looking for jobs happier because they can now demand more money. They see the benefit that it's having in their lives, but they don't want to admit that it's your doing, because that would have to admit that they are, unfortunately, not as good as you are, and they don't want to admit that. They also don't want to admit that the guy that they voted for twice, that they claim to love, at least publicly, they don't love him privately. He was a worthless leader. Worthless. And you can, again, people, every time I say this, I get letters, Kevin, you're just jealous of Barack Obama, whatever, because I got the lefties that listen to the show. You guys know I have zero jealousy for Barack Obama, zero. I wouldn't trade places with Barack Obama for a split second. I don't want to know how his life works at all. That's one of those memory flashes that would be like a horror show. You could never come back from that completely. Think about the things that we don't know about him, like this rumor that he liked to be in the company of men. Would you want, as a dude, I'm talking about all dude, 100% alpha male, would you want a flashback and just have his memories for just a split second and have to remember the stuff that he did to people or had done to him or what? Not me. Who knows what Michelle did to him? That might be scary enough. No way. I want no part of it. But Kevin, he's rich, man. He's got a lot of money. Look, if I was about money, I'd be a Democrat. Y'all know that. I'd be a Democrat. I'd be one of the richest. I would make LeBron would be calling me, yo, Kev, man, can you get a hold of Warren Buffett for me, man? Can you reach out to Warren? I'd be like, hey, man, me, I'm with Warren right now. We're on the jet, baby. LeBron would, do you think Jay-Z, LeBron, those guys, I would be the biggest shot caller on the planet because I would be ruthless. See, you guys know me as good-natured, good-spirited Kevin Jackson. I would be ruthless if I was a leftist. I'd be a name dropper. I'd be hanging out with so-and-so, getting people playing against one another while I'm reaping the benefits. I'd be using OPM. You know what that is? That's other people's money to do all the devilishment I wanted to do. Man, I'd make Bernie Madoff look like a piker. I'm not talking about ripping people off. I'm talking about just being able to use. Oh, yeah. I'd use people left and right because that's what the left does. If you're going to be over on the left, you got to just throw away your morality and your ethics, and you got to say, I don't even care. I don't care. Somebody said, you know, you see somebody's grandma in the street, you know, next to something, and she's got something you want, push, poop, poop, excuse me, grandma. And you get what you want and you move on, man. And if there's security tape, you go find out where the security tape is. If you can't bribe the guard to give you the tape, you kill him. That's what you do on the left. You don't worry about it. Take no prisoners, baby. That's what they do. So don't tell me about making money. If I wanted to make money, I'd be over there. I'd be ruthless. As we would say in the hood, ruthless. Kevin, ruthless, man, yo. And I'd be like, I'm ruthless, but I got a house. And he's trying to say I'm me. I'm really mean, okay? Y'all just, let's make sure you understand. Are you saying I'm really bad? I'm mean, okay? He ruthless. Anyway, some bad news for the left. Bad news. Obama topped his predecessor, George W. Bush, in a poll, but it ain't good news. In a Quinnipiac University poll, 33% named Barack Obama the worst president since World War II. 28% put Bush at the bottom of post-war presidents. So, worst president since WW2, Barack Obama, Bush the second worst. Over the span of 69 years of American history and 12 presidencies, Barack Obama finds himself with George Bush at the bottom of the popularity barrel. This is Tim Malloy, Assistant Director of Quinnipiac University Polling. This is not some right-wing poll. This is a poll everybody uses. This is not Fox News. This is not Kevin Jackson or the Kevin Jackson Show's poll. This is the Quinnipiac. It says, of course, Bush and Obama were the most recent presidents. Historians will tell you that it takes decades to truly measure an individual president's performance. Ronald Reagan topped the poll as the best with 35%. He's followed by Clinton with 18 and Kennedy with 15. I want you to understand something. Ronald Reagan, 35% of them said he was the best. Then you got to drop down 17 points to get to Bill Clinton, and then you got to drop down another 3 points to get to Kennedy. Obama received only 8% in the best. 8%. I want you to understand the fall from grace that baby black Jesus has had since leaving the presidency in a year and a half. This dude is considered the worst president post-World War II. Do you think that would have happened a year and a half, 2 years ago? Do you think that anybody would have had the nerve to say that? Because I'm going to make you a bet that they would have. He would have polled lower No question. His poll numbers started dropping from the moment he ascended the throne. But there's no question in my mind, the comparison being made between Donald Trump and Barack Obama is what has made that big gap. Get this. There's more to this poll. I ain't done with y'all. You ain't going nowhere. Sit down. Good man. You can go to the bathroom in a minute. You can go to the bathroom in a minute. Ah! Okay, here we go. The Quinnipiac poll also reports 45% believe the nation would be better off if Mitt Romney defeated Obama in the 2012 presidential election. 38% say the country would be worse off with a Romney president. So there you go. I don't know with Romney. Romney couldn't have been worse as a president, but I'll tell you this. As much as I did not want Obama to win in 2012, if it gave us Trump, I'll take it. And now that's a poll I'd like to see. Wouldn't you? I'd like to see a poll that says, look, if you knew you were going to get Trump in 2016 with the election of Obama, would you have not voted for Romney? If you knew that Romney would be serving a second term, would you have voted for Romney? That's what I would ask. That's the question I'd ask. I'm going to tell you, overwhelmingly, I think people would say, I got to go with Trump. Now, here's what's interesting. I supported Romney. I think Romney has some good ideas. He's just got too much rhino blood in him. So, but at the time, there was no question. This was not a choice between McCain and Barack Obama. Romney was undoubtedly better. But there is no way in H-E double crooked socks I would trade Romney for Donald Trump. No way. And I would venture to say most of you wouldn't either. In fact, let me know. Give us a call. 844-551-8255 or reach us at kjradio.com. Let me know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw, living, whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab-tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA-registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, went on CNN and Fox and said that collusion is not a crime.
Now, he did also declare that President Trump is absolutely innocent in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Now, because there were some questions as to his comments earlier, he did go back on Fox to clarify his remarks.
So when I said today that there was no collusion, and therefore, and that collusion also is no crime, I've been saying that from the very beginning, so did John Dowd. It's a very, very familiar lawyer's argument that the alternative, my client didn't do it, and even if he did it, it's not a crime.
Giuliani also said that there's no way President Trump would sit down for an interview with Robert Mueller right now. Not quite 2 weeks after a duck boat sank during a storm that killed 17 people near Branson, Missouri, a lawsuit was filed in federal court that alleges the companies involved in the incident knew the boats were unsafe and knew bad weather was ahead and put profits ahead of safety. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Taking back the lexicon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the lexicon. Kevin Jackson. I have my own lingo. I have my own lexicon. Make up words at times. Sometimes I'm unintelligible. When I decide I'm going to speak a little Ebonics, brothers out there and sisters, they understand me. You white folks don't get me. See, right there, you didn't understand me. Even my producers, one of whom is Juden. You're Jewish, aren't you? Yeah, I know you're Jewish. I'm just messing with you. I know you're Jewish, boy. Still, you around. I got you here. Anyway, yeah, the lexicon, the lingo, the language, the vocabulary. The Democrats are good at it. They're good at marketing that. They call themselves progressives. It's tough to say anything bad about progress, right? It's like, hey, well, after all, they are progressive. They're making progress. Things are moving forward. They steal all the words that imply goodness, that, you know, things are moving, that, you know, we're movers and shakers, man. And what are we? We're conservatives, man. We're like, you know, I don't know, like we conserve. You know, there's something good here. I know, man. Yeah, we have nothing. We don't even try to come up with something. I mean, like, we are special schools, you know, and then we choose red, which in China is a lucky color, but everywhere else it's incendiary. You know, it's what you wave the red flag to the bull to get them going. The Democrats choose soothing blue. Ah, the color of the ocean. The girl from Ipanema goes walking and everybody there just says, ah, yeah, it's all cool. Cool ocean blue. When in fact, they are the people that raise more. Heck, they will tear down your school. They will tear down your city. They will burn down buildings, occupy this, rub feces on your cop car. You will have to call in hazmat anytime these clowns get anything. Even when they win, they do this. When they lose, they're even worse. Remember, they asked for civility. And if once Hillary Clinton has completely thrashed Donald Trump, we want civility. We don't want you left, you right people out there going out there acting nutty. Don't be blaming your stuff on Russian conspiracies and trying to burn down the White House and do all kinds of stuff and pretend that Hillary Clinton isn't your president. That would be uncivilized. And then Trump won. Oh, my gosh. They went into hyper mode, man. burning stuff down. I can't, but he's not my president. And they were crying and whining and seeing their therapist and calling the suicide hotline. And then many of them went to inauguration and they were trying to burn down D.C. They were mad all over the country. He's not my president. And even at this moment, there's still many of them. The vagina heads came in their masks with their little pink, you know, vagina hats, marching on D.C. Women are dead. Women have no rights anymore. And nothing's changed for them. Nothing. You know, the only thing that's changed for them, they got less of them unemployed. They got more jobs than they've ever had. They're making more money. They are actually finding a dude because they've lost their attitudes. And they, life has done nothing but improve. And they're still mad. Still mad, yeah. But they're progressive. They're blue and cool. They're ice cold. They don't get upset. They're very tolerant, too, as if you didn't know that. They don't bully over there. Oh, man. The stories right now, like, these people are protecting pedophiles. I could go into so much. We'll try to get into it here later today. Anyway, taking back the lexicon, the first time I've ever seen a president take back the lexicon is Donald Trump. You know what he did? He instructed the Justice Department to specifically, I should say, ICE of the Justice Department. I don't know if he did it for everybody, so I don't know if it's even necessary to have my team look it up. But he says illegal alien is now a term you can use again. He told U.S. attorneys, you can use the term illegal alien when referring to an individual who entered the country illegally. Now, CNN wrote this story. They said it obtained a DOJ-wide email that discourages attorneys from referring to illegal immigrants that enter the country as undocumented. The word undocumented is not based in U.S. code and should not be used to describe someone's illegal presence in this country. That's what the email said. They published this last week. I don't know if anybody else talked about it. We try to get to everything, but we can't get to it fast enough. The news breaks too fast around here for that. First time I know of us doing this. The DOJ indicated the memo was intended to ensure the department is consistent in the way we draft our releases. Remember, the Obama administration wouldn't even let people use the term Muslim terrorist. They were enemy combatants and whatever else. They go on to say this. President Trump has often used heated rhetoric when speaking out against illegal immigration, using terms like infestation and calling foreign gang members animals. The Trump administration has sought to crack down on illegal immigration with the DOJ at the forefront of that effort. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced earlier this year that the administration would implement a zero tolerance policy and criminally charge anyone suspected of illegally entering the United States. This policy led to the separation of thousands of migrant children from their parents, sparking fierce bipartisan backlash. Okay, let's roll with it. What's it gotten them? You want to know what's happened? Donald Trump's poll numbers ticked up. Every time they think they get this dude, boop, 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 they tick up. You want to know why? Because when you believe you control the narrative to the degree that the left does, you believe the hype. They believe wrongly that separating these parents from their kids was going to be some big political brouhaha. For the people that like Trump, it was like, look, if you're stupid enough to bring your kids to, you know, send your kids thousands of miles away with birth control, because you know, the girls, so in case they get pregnant, or to let your kids be used cycling back and forth other parents for whatever reason, shame on you. Now, people will go, oh, Kevin, they're threatening the entire family. You know, if you don't let your kids go, they're threatening. I'll ask you this. If I came to your house and I say, you better give me your daughter so I could make her a coyote mule across, you know, to go across the desert thousands of miles. And oh, by the way, she might get gang raped a few times along the way. So I'd like some birth control pills to give to her so she doesn't, you know, mother any children along the way. And it's going to be harrowing, but she'll get to the border and maybe I'll call you. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll send her to an aunt or uncle's house, or I'll recycle her and let her go back through again and again and again. Can I get your daughter? Yeah, I don't think so. Because if you said to me, if you don't give me your daughter, I'm going to kill your whole family. I'm going to go, well, you're going to have to start with dad, because here I am, boop, and I'd have just gone to fighting. Look, there's certain things that, as there's an old saying, there are some things that are worse than death. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe you don't want that for your kids. Now, I'm not telling you make a decision. It isn't like we've got a gun to our heads right now, but I'm telling you this. If you came to my house and you wanted to tell me that you were going to take my kids thousands of miles away and put them in harm's way, it's not going to happen. I'm not saying everybody's like me. I've been far from it. I know that. Anyway, I love this. I want to go back to Trump saying we can use the term illegal alien, and I want to remind you of what Barack Obama wouldn't let us use, the terminology that we couldn't use. I think that's sick. I think it's sick. Zero tolerance policy. Another thing. You know, first of all, what's wrong with the term illegal alien or illegal? What's wrong with it? I remember the beef about it. I don't remember where I was, but I remember somebody going, why are you calling them illegals? And I go, because they're illegal. Because they sneaked in. See, and what's funny about that is, when people ask you that, you almost have to get, I always go, well, do you understand we have a legal immigration system? And then they're like, well, everybody's legal. And I always go, my pushback is, well, then you know what? Until the system recognizes that, there's got to be a difference between legal and illegal. It's like going into a store and I go up, I grab my goods and I take them up to the counter and I pay for them. Or you grab your goods and you walk out of the store. One of those is legal and the other is illegal. Why do we let these clowns get away with this nonsense? We let them steal the lexicon. And we do it all the time. If they aren't illegal, then what are they? Oh, they're undocumented. So this food and this whatever sundries that I took out of the store and didn't pay for, is that undocumented purchase, undocumented, you know, what do you call it? Because I guarantee you, as a store owner, I want to know. Because for me, it's theft. And when you come into somebody's country illegally, you're stealing something. You're stealing identity. You're going to steal a job. You're going to steal resources. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm no Roger Simon fan, but I do recognize when he gets something right. If you don't know who Roger is, he's a Hollywood guy who claims to be a conservative. But the more I learned about him, this is when he was, and he's still associated with Pajamas or PJ Media. But at one point, they had Zoe, if you guys know who Zoe is. But Alfonso Rachel. But anyway, long story short, they had some overtures to get me over there. I talked to Roger, And the more I read his stuff and learned, I was like, this guy's not a total conservative. And I don't know, it didn't work out for whatever reason. And it wasn't because I rejected him. We just, the talks just broke off, and that was that. And it's been somewhat disbanded. They've got rid of Clavin and Bill Whittle and Zoe, and they're all now on their own. I don't know what they're doing. At one point, they even built a thing for Alan West because they were going to be doing this show with Alan, and it was a complete flop. So they canceled that. But occasionally, Roger Simon says something that, you know, is right. And he wrote this deal, how the EU deal sealed the fate of Democrats in the midterms. And as I was looking it over, I thought, you know, it's clever writing. And you know, Simon he was a writer for TV shows. He wrote a couple of Richard Pryor comedies and stuff like that. But anyway, here's what he writes. They must be burning whatever gallons of midnight oil they have left at MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, CBS, NBC, ABC, etc. All the propaganda organs of the Democrat Party trying to figure out how to downplay the agreement Donald Trump just made with the EU President Jean-Claude Juncker. But it's not going to be easy. This is the beginning of a massive free trade deal between Europe and the U.S. with zero tariffs outside of the auto industry. Even if half of it comes true, there will be a, okay, why not, huge growth in trade benefiting both sides of the Atlantic. Forget porn stars. Forget tapes. Forget evil Vlad and the Rocket Man. Forget insulting our NATO partners, whatever that means. Forget that pseudo-socialist with the hyphenated name. Forget Mueller, Sleazy Struck, Adam Leaker Schiff, Fingers Clapper, Knuckles Brennan, Rocco Rosenstein, or any of the sordid crew. Forget even Twitter. Well, maybe. By comparison, those are all sideshows. As everybody knows in politics, it's the economy, stupid. And that's a brilliant piece of writing right there. I got to give it to him. And I love the nicknames. But who was he talking about with the hyphenated, the pseudo-socialist? Oh, I think he's talking about Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, man. He says, or put another way, it's the art of the deal. And that's what came through in the EU negotiation and then some. This is the most significant moment of Trump's presidency since the tax law passed. And he's had plenty, more than any president of any of our lifetimes, if you actually think about it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I haven't spoken to Roger in ages. I've only corresponded with him a couple times over some stuff that he wrote that I thought was lunacy. But talk about nailing this. I believe Simon was one of these lefties that didn't like what was going on with Trump. Probably didn't want to vote for him. I consider him a Hollywood conservative, which means he's a little suspect. And I'm not, no offense against my buddy Adam Baldwin and Nick Searcy and Kelsey Grammer and people like that, but they don't always get it. But this was spot on. He goes on to say this, boom went the stock market within seconds of the announcement. And those investors know a lot more than Jim Acosta, Chris Matthews, or even Jake Tapper. Don't cry, guys. We know how big your 401ks are, and a lot of that is due to Trump. Be grateful for change. Your grandchildren will thank you. He put that in parentheses. Now, here's what's funny. I've said this is the truth of leftism. These people get up in the morning ready to hate on Donald Trump, and then they go, oh, he just brought back the remains of the Korean soldiers. Oh, that's so, you know, I mean, it's kind of good, but I mean, he didn't do it for all the right reasons. I mean, you know, and they're looking for some reason to go, well, that's not good. I can't like it. Or they wake up and the stock market's approaching its high again. You know, it's record high. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, and then they look at their pay, you know, their 401k thing, and they're like, oh, well, I just don't like him, or whatever else. And then they revert back. Oh, he grabbed. Look, you know what he said about women?
you know, do you know what he did about this? And what about his Supreme Court pick, man? It's going to be Armageddon, man. And it's just on and on and on. It's incessant whining as their life actually has been undisturbed except for the better. He says this. The Dems and their media lackeys are not going to have a tariff issue to kick around anymore. Turns out it was what anyone with a proverbial IQ and triple digits knew it was. A bargaining chip. Needless to say, many of those conventional dullards who loathed Trump knew this too, but wouldn't admit it. Therefore, they gave him about 10 minutes to make this deal. He made it in 5, metaphorically. Panic in the media park. Wow. So true. So true. They just didn't want him to be successful. They don't in anything. And I'll be honest, we didn't want Barack Obama to be successful either. But we weren't trying to stop it. Other than Obamacare, I looked at Obama's policies and said, it's stupid. But you know what? He played it out. He manipulated the Fed, kept interest rates artificially low. He printed trillions of dollars. Nobody said we're mad at it, but it wasn't like, we must stop Barack Obama from printing more money. I mean, maybe there were some factions of that, but we weren't threatening to beat people up and all this stuff. For the most part, Barack Obama went unencumbered in his presidency, other than Congress going, nope, not going to let you do that. Nope, not get the keys to the car. You're drunk. You're drunk. So, but at the end of the day, implement what you want. You want to know why? Because we knew it would be bad. And the only reason why we did any preventative measures is to say, look, man, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to destroy us? But Donald Trump, different. And it's the left would make the same argument, but I would tell you from the moment Trump said, I'm going to start working on the economy, and he did what? Anybody? Saved Carrier. He accomplished that campaign promise that he, and not only did he say Carrier, he says, I'm going to bring back manufacturing. You're going to love winning again. You're going to love it so much you're going to start hating it. But I'm going to remind you, you love winning. You're going to keep winning. Remember that speech? I do.
You're going to be so proud of me if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country, because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much.
When you hear that, doesn't it just put a smile on your face? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Talking about Roger Simon's article where he says to the Democrats, you know, how this EU deal pretty much sealed your fate. He goes on to talk about liquid natural gas, LNG. Probably most of the world didn't even know what it was, didn't pay attention to it, but Trump has now said it. LNG, liquid natural gas. That's big trouble for Putin. If he's a comrade, if he's a puppet of Putin, why do you think he's going to sell LNG, something we can ship by the, you know, I don't know, we probably do it by pipeline, but we can do this to Europe in quantities that you wouldn't even believe. It's crazy. Then he armed the Ukrainians. He's done more to upset the whole global, in a good way, by the way, the whole global issue there dealing with war and dictators and all that than anybody else. And I talked about it. I talked about how Trump's actions have pretty much disrupted the whole Iranian situation. Crazy. He's got their money devalued so much they got nowhere to go. So, in short, what are the Democrats going to rely on? When Russia capitulates, when Iran stops really building nukes and so on. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.